Hey, Tanner.
Ho, ho, ho.
Do you believe in Santa Claus? Let's reel it in. He's miming, folks. No, last year...
ASL, bro.
ASL,
you went miming.
ASL podcast. He's interpretive dancing over there. He's hanging up the stockings. He is... throwing up the tinsel and pulling it back in and pulling me on the tinsel. So you dressed up as Santa Claus for last Christmas.
Yeah.
How did that process go?
Well, luckily I already had to wait.
Yes. Yeah. We can't make Tanner do Santa Claus again this year.
Oh my gosh.
He's
have the outfit still. I found it the other day. Should you wear it this year? What if you wore it this year?
Is it still sweaty from last year?
No,
did you
wash
it?
Sweaty.
Did you wash it?
It wasn't sweaty.
Bro, you had beads dripping down your brow the whole time.
Bees?
Beads.
Oh, Burt's beads?
Stop it.
No, bro. No, it's not sweaty. It wasn't sweaty.
You were
was
sweating.
Was I really?
You were sweating,
it's probably
because
I was a fat pig a year ago. A fat, sweaty pig.
Oh, be nice to yourself.
I know, man.
Be nice to yourself.
Ben the other day, I don't know if I said this in a previous episode, but Ben the other day said.
No, you did.
I did say it?
Mm-hmm.
What did I say?
You said, no, I said that you look like
half my size.
You are the Tanner that the Tanner previously ate.
You said that? We said that recently?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that was just an out of podcast conversation.
We don't have those.
Yeah, we really don't.
We only talk.
Ben comes over here, we don't really talk until we record.
We click, walk in, just nod at each other.
Yep. I said,
maybe say
the
good
lights.
Evening. Lights, drinks. Yep. Speaking of drinks, what do we get?
Bro, I got us eggnog this year. What did you say this was kind of like last year? You said you told me something after I drank it. Like, I don't want to tell you this because people describe it as this.
Oh, if mayonnaise was sweet.
Okay. I still don't believe it. This is more like Elmer's glue with cinnamon in it.
It's kind of like bubble gum.
What?
Sip and tell me it's not like bubble gum.
It's got a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bro.
Good. Hits a spot.
Hits
I picked
the
up the right one.
Yeah, this is my first eggnog of the year.
Jeez. Dude, really? It's almost Christmas.
I have saved myself for
like
this
next
episode.
Week.
Like next week. I have 2 weeks to edit this episode.
Yeah. I was thinking about that because you're like, hey, I want
That's
to.
Fine.
You're like, I don't want to do Christmas stuff when it's not Christmassy. But now here we are. We're stressing out a little bit. Well, you.
I'm not stressing out. We got the content rolling.
Well, who's coming in a couple weeks?
Will Ferrell.
No.
Oh, Santa Claus.
Dang, I thought you knew it.
No.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell's coming to town.
We said it last week, but we're doing Elf this week. Next week.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Beef and cheese. This movie is directed by
Tim Allen.
Nope.
Oh.
By Jean Paskin.
John Paskin.
Or
huh?
John Paskin.
Or Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin. I never watched that.
Dude, it wasn't worth it.
I never watched Tiger King.
It was really hype. It was hyped up really, like,
yeah.
Overhyped. I did not like it.
Mm.
And they made, didn't.
They made a TV show.
Did Nicolas Cage play him?
He was going to, but then he ended up not.
Did you see
he was
the
first choice?
Okay. Did you see the Nick Cage movie with Pedro? What's his name? Not Pedro.
Pedro Pascal.
Oh, it is Pedro Pascal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it?
The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Yes. Was it good?
It was really good.
Really?
It was
okay.
Very funny. I'm
well,
a huge fan.
Well,
of
was
Nick
it actually
Cage.
Good, or was it Ben's scale of good?
Tanner thinks I only like bad movies, which is not.
We saw
true.
Bullet Train. And he's like, oh my god! And then we saw Wakanda Forever. He goes, eh.
That's accurate.
What did you see last Violent Night you just saw?
Yeah.
And you liked it.
I thought David Harbour was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a I'm going to tell you cuz you've never you're
I'll
not,
never
you're
watch
not gonna
it.
See it, but there's a bit in the movie where the little girl had just watched Home Alone the night before.
Okay.
So when all the bad guys are in the house, she does her own version of Home Alone, but since it's an R-rated movie, they get like messed up.
Oh,
like, bloodied up. Like,
I thought you were going to say that the people in the house kill her.
No, that'd be funny
that'd
too.
That'd be funny too.
No, they get like bowling balls to the faces, and like you see like their noses go like into their face.
Oh.
And it's like, it's super violent. It's entertaining, but I didn't think it was like a great movie by any means. I think it was a fun time.
Okay.
But I didn't walk out like, wow. I'm just like, yeah, that was that. That's what that was. It's exactly what I thought it was going to be.
And what's the premise? Is he actually Santa Claus, or is he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's Santa Claus, and he was like a Viking warrior at one point.
Saint Nick.
He was really? He had this like really awesome name, but he became Santa Claus, and he's going house to house, as Santa Claus does, if you subscribe to that belief in Santa Claus.
Subscribe? Speaking of subscribe.
Speaking of subscribe. And then one of the houses he goes to is a mansion, and it's being robbed by these like armed criminals, and so he gets stuck in there. Excuse me, that was an eggnog burp.
Oh,
ugh.
Smells like bubblegum in here.
Sorry. And then he just like takes them all out. And the last kill, we're really off subject.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's about Santa Claus.
Yeah,
so maybe
no, we're
not
good.
So
this
much.
Is fine.
But the last kill, every time he goes like this by a chimney, like he turns into dust and goes up the chimney, or like goes down the chimney. And like how Santa Claus taps his nose, like
oh
the
yeah,
pictures.
in the book.
So like that's how he kind of goes up and down chimneys in this movie.
Oh, okay.
And so the last kill is him grabbing onto the bad guy and going like this by the chimney. And so Santa Claus goes up the chimney as dust, but the guy gets like
he gets stuck,
pulled up and like cracked, like
oh.
And it's you see all of it.
Really,
it's intense. And like oh. You see like his body go flying out, and it's just his torso. Like his legs are gone.
My gosh.
His head is gone. It's a lot.
Oh, I
it's
can't
a lot.
Do that. I can't watch that. I hate gore. Did I tell you this? I hate gore.
Oh, really?
Oh, I hate blood.
Interesting.
I hate guts.
I did not know that.
I can't watch Walking Dead.
Oh, man, I stopped watching that.
Okay. Yeah. You were into it for a bit?
I was super into it.
Really? And then you dropped
did you
off?
Know, did you know about like who Negan was gonna kill? Like that whole like, who's Negan going to kill thing? Come back next season.
Mm-mm.
Well, it was a huge thing. Like, who's he going to kill? I went to a Walking Dead season premiere party. All right? And the game.
Just like your friends hosted
it
or something?
Yeah,
it wasn't like you went to
no,
the premiere.
No, it was. I didn't go to AMC headquarters.
Okay. Okay.
But the game was like, guess who's going to die? I'm like, I think it's going to be a double death. They're going to get us. And I guessed both names correctly.
And they both died.
And they both died. And I got a poster.
All that for a poster?
It
huh?
was like a poster, like that big. John Paskin directed this movie. Who does a lot of work with Tim Allen?
Okay,
like there's a bunch of movies.
Home Improvement.
It's a TV series.
Did he work with him?
Probably. He probably directed a couple episodes. But movie came out in 1994.
Okay.
The year of,
The first World Trade Center bomb.
The first time that happened.
I think. Or that was 99, isn't
it? I don't even know.
You weren't born.
I was born. It was 2001.
94.
Movies
I
rated.
I said the World Trade Center bombing, not 9/11.
Oh.
Two different things. They happened. Yeah, for real, that happened twice.
When did the World Trade Center get bombed?
In like the 90s.
I think you're joking with me
I'm dead.
Right
no,
now.
I'm being dead serious. Look it up. And then we need to get on the
topic. World Trade
Center bombing.
Center bombing in 93?
93, yep.
I got to do some research when I get home.
If I remember, I don't remember it being too. I mean, it didn't take down the. It didn't take
it
down,
didn't
both,
take
buildings.
Down both buildings, yeah. Movies rated PG for pretty good beard.
Oh, okay.
Pretty good. And
pretty good beard.
Beard.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Beard.
Beard.
Yep.
You want to get your watch going for the summary?
Absolutely, man. Oh, yours isn't on.
I just don't feel like it.
All right. That's fine by me. I guess.
I'll roll with that.
I don't have a choice. Go ahead.
All right. So, movie starts out. Tim Allen, whose name in the movie is Scott Kelvin.
Yes.
Whose initials are SC. Don't forget about that.
Don't
forget
about
that.
Don't
forget
about
that.
Don't forget
about
that.
It's going to come up later. It's going to come up later. He is also a...
Dad.
Kind of like a dad and a manager of a toy company.
Yeah.
Kind of like our boy Arnie Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
In Jingle All the Way. What's up with this?
Dude, I don't know.
What's up with these home
cliches,
home
if you ask me.
Yeah,
cliches.
Whatever. So he's not a good dad. He's divorced. His mom is dating somebody. I don't think they're married.
No, they're married.
Oh, they're married.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So his ex-wife remarried to Neil, a psychiatrist, and they have a Scott Kelvin and his wife Laura had a kid together, and the kid, his name is Charlie, and he is going to stay with his dad for the holidays, and he doesn't want to. He'd much rather be with Neil and Laura because he thinks he would have more fun. And then so they have a Christmas dinner together.
Hey, real quick, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you have 3 minutes and 50 seconds.
Oh, thanks, bro. I was wondering how much I had, and I was feeling like it was 3:57, so 3:56.
And now, now it's 3:45.
Oh, man, now I am freaking out. So they went to Denny's for Christmas dinner.
Home staple.
An American institution.
Yeah.
And then so they have dinner there, and then they just go home and go to bed after Scott kind of reads his child a book and skims through it, whatever. They hear a knock, 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 knock on the roof. Little.
Sorry.
How high was that on the...
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. And then so they go outside, and Tim Allen's like, hey! And Santa Claus falls off the roof, and then so...
What?
He's like, what?
And David then, Harbour?
David Harbour falls. This is actually the sequel to Violent Night.
He goes like this.
He goes like... grabs Tim Allen and brings him up the chair. And his son sees the whole thing.
Yes.
So Santa Claus dies. He like withers away, just his coat and his pants left. And then so Tim Allen and his son go out, and they go up onto the roof, and there's Rudolph. Or no, there's not Rudolph, but there's all the reindeer there. And they get in the sleigh, and they get like taken off, you know, and the reindeer start going house to house. And Tim Allen's like, I don't know what I'm doing. He grabs the toys, and he flies up in the air with them and goes into the chimneys. Starts dropping off presents, just throwing them, and he sees a little girl. He's like, go back to bed. She's like, where's your beard? He's like, I shaved.
Go on.
Yeah, and then so he's like, okay, after the night is done, he actually completes the full global circuit and then goes back to the North Pole.
Good for him.
He's like, I just want to go home. Take me home, reindeer, and take him to the North Pole. He finds out there that...
208.
He has to be the new Santa Claus now.
Yep.
Because of the Santa Claus.
Yep.
Claus, C-L-A-U-S-E. More on that later. EA Sports.
It's in the game.
It's in the game.
It's in the game.
So he's like the Barnabas or whatever his name is, the elf.
Bernard.
Barnabas?
Barabbas.
Barabbas. The elf is all like, you know what you got yourself into. You read the note, you put on the suit, and now you're the big man. And then so Tim Allen's like, whatever. He goes to bed, wakes up, and over the course of the next year, he slowly becomes more and more like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
While his son is telling everybody of the adventures that him and his dad went on. He's like, my dad's Santa Claus. And people think he's delusional, this little boy. And then people start seeing Tim Allen changing into Santa Claus, and they think that he's delusional and that he's becoming Santa Claus to fulfill his child's fantasy or whatever.
Yep.
And then so they get separated. The little boy's not allowed to see his dad anymore.
1 minute.
And Christmas comes around again, and Tim Allen's like fully into it. Like, he is Santa Claus. He's done a whole year of getting ready for it. He's ready to go. He goes to Neil and Laura's house and steals his kid. And then they go out and deliver all the presents together, and there's police looking for Charlie and for Scott, and delivering the presents, and they get back home, and I'm having a hard time remembering exactly how it ends, but they see that he is actually Santa Claus, and that it wasn't a delusion, and that they were both telling the truth, and they kind of drop the charges. Scott's allowed to see Charlie again, and they're reunited, they all get along except Neil, and he's the new Santa Claus, and then there's like three other sequels and a TV show.
Zero. There you go.
That's that.
That a boy.
Started strong.
That a boy.
Kind of withered away at the end, as if I was Santa Claus after falling off a roof. I just went.
Yeah. You made me realize something in that summary.
What's up, bro?
I'm going to save
that
the...
he stole his kid after lawfully...
I'm going to save the rest for later. I didn't really put together that the whole movie is spanned over a year.
Yeah.
They didn't explain it. They only tried... I guess they only, like, hinted at it when, like, Charlie's now playing soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any other? Because I literally thought this movie was taken like a whole week, and I'm like, oh, he grows his beard so quick. Oh, he like gained a ton of weight. Like within a week.
You think there's two Christmases?
That's what I mean. They didn't
in a week.
To me, they didn't make that clear.
Mm.
Anyway, we'll move into.
I guess we'll get on that later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun facts, bro.
Oh, you got some?
I got some.
What's them?
This was the first lead role for Tim Allen. This is the first role in a movie.
Okay.
Of him as a leading man.
Okay.
And I specify in a movie because for 1 week in November in 1994, Tim Allen had the number one movie at the box office, this one, the number one rated television show, Home Improvement,
yeah,
and the number one New York Times best-selling book called Don't Stand Too Close to a Naked Man.
Oh, he's just like Justin Timberlake then. He's done all those things.
At the same time, though.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I beg to differ.
Justin Timberlake can do it all.
I mean, that's true. He's a triple threat. Next fun fact, he can sing, dance, and act.
Yes.
And write a book. But can he be Santa Claus?
Can you sing?
I was in choir. I can sing.
Can you? You can act.
I can kinda. Act. I'm the.
Can you
I'm
dance?
Better at acting than I am at dancing. But I just went to the square dancing last night and I killed it.
You went square dancing?
I dozy-doed, except the person who was leading it. Which,
you went square dancing last night?
I went square dancing last night for a Christmas party. The Bethel Christmas party. It was a square dance themed. It was a hoedown. That's why I said they cleared out all the chairs and all the pastors and all of the
what
members dozy-doed together.
A lot has happened since I got fired. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, we decided to do a hoedown in Cedar Lake.
A hoedown throwdown.
A hoedown throwdown. Except I thought it was dozy-do. And then the vice president, pretty much the vice president of square dancing was there. He runs like the biggest square dancing company in the world. He's like, we are a global corporation. I am the vice president here with you tonight, and I'm here to show you guys how to line dance. It was kind of like,
what in the world?
And his name was Avery.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. But I had a point to that.
Sorry.
Yeah, I square danced and line danced last night, so yes, I'm a triple threat.
Okay, and then...
And you can sing.
Yeah.
You can act. You can play pretend. You can play pretend.
I can play pretend.
Play pretend. But can you dance? Oh, he's a triple threat. He's a triple threat.
Watch out!
Tim Allen has a criminal record, and Disney has a strict no hiring of ex-cons, but they made an exception for this movie.
What's his crime? Do we know?
He probably killed somebody.
Probably
killed Santa Claus in real life.
Wasn't that a thing with Mr. Mosby?
Mr. Mosby did kill somebody, but I don't think it was. I don't think it was before
his Disney Channel.
His Disney Channel. I mean, I mean,
he got so mad at Zach and Cody that he just went out to kill.
See, they're originally triplets, and then he killed one of them, and then they were just twins.
Okay,
it was Zach, Cody, and Avery. And that was the three of them. That's
Cack.
No. The film was originally
Zodiac. Kid's name is Zodiac.
Do you think that Ted Cruz is the Zodiac killer?
Ask me again.
Do you think that Ted Cruz is the Zodiac killer?
Ask me again one more time, but just like a little more serious, with a little more seriousness.
Do you think that?
Yes.
I think he admits to it himself.
Have you seen that? Remember when he was running back in 2016, mm-hmm. and there was that.
What's your favorite cereal?
No. There was one where he was like, it was like a picture of a Zodiac killer sketch, and then Ted Cruz's face. It was a billboard at one of his rallies,
and he saw it
up and made like a look or whatever.
No. It wasn't Zodiac killer. It was Kevin from The Office.
Oh,
it was
really?
A picture of Kevin from The Office looking like Ted Cruz.
Okay, yeah, you're right. And then the guy in the crowd yells, "We need answers."
Oh man, I love that so much. The film was originally going to be released by Hollywood Pictures, which in the opening credits it was Disney Pictures and Hollywood Pictures. I've never heard of Hollywood Pictures before.
Neither have I.
But after positive reactions from the test screenings among children, it was shifted to a Walt Disney Picture release, which is interesting how they show the movie in front of a bunch of kids. They're like, oh, kids love this movie.
Yeah.
We got to make it a Disney movie then.
Right.
And I think that played a huge part in its success. Huh. That's why I put it as a fun fact.
Is that all the facts that you have written down?
It's all the facts I have written
okay.
down.
Okay, can we get into our then and now then?
Yeah, go for it. You first.
Okay, so on top of the thing that... On top of the whole thing about not understanding the movie, I still don't understand the movie. I didn't.
Why?
This is my then. So I didn't understand the movie a lot as a kid. Mm-hmm. Okay, and here's the thing. It's remember The Incredibles where it was like family superhero movie, and then there's this other subplot where like, oh, is Robert Parr cheating? It was a very adult theme going on that like as a kid you didn't really realize.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. In the kids, from my kids' perspective, I didn't realize how much custody had a part of this movie.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't really realize why Laura and Neil were freaking out the whole time.
You should know about that.
Where'd you get the eggnog?
Between the two of us, you should know about that.
See what I mean, guys? Now, here's the thing. I was going to say that because I understand. Hey, who's paying child support?
I mean, Santa Claus has no money.
And
you
so,
realize that Santa Claus makes no money at all?
He's
probably broke.
Where does he get all the things to make the toys? You spilt
the goodness of his heart.
God, one day I'm going to spill every drink I have in your own home, and it's going to be funny.
I've done two driblets on this table, and every time I do it, I do this.
Oh, no. Why? It doesn't take that long to sip it up.
And then it's like nothing even happened.
So that part was weird. I just didn't understand that part.
The custody.
There was a lot that I mean, this movie like was one of those like I don't remember which part landed where. Like the whole.
Oh yeah.
Especially
yeah.
towards the end, I was like, does he go to jail and then get free and then take Charlie and then that like all that part was mixed in at one point. I knew the last scene and that was it. But the I was like the first beginning of this movie. I was like. Tim Allen gets
the
home.
First beginning as opposed to the
second
beginning?
Sorry, the first half of this movie where it's like, oh, like he meets Santa. Or like Santa falls, he becomes Santa.
Mm-hmm.
That whole part, and then he slowly becomes Santa. That part was like fine and dandy. But the part where I was just like disconnected, even now I'm like, the second half of this movie doesn't feel like a different movie. It just feels like man, like that was such a weird emphasis on the custody thing.
It gets pretty serious halfway through.
Yeah, especially because as a kid, you're like, oh my god, like I don't understand. If you're a 5-year-old boy and your mom and dad are together, you don't understand the custody thing. You don't understand the divorce part.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, and I didn't as a kid. Yeah. I was just kind of like, oh okay, like I don't know what's going on.
Were you born in 1995?
I was born in 97.
97. Okay.
And so that part was weird, but Tim, I will say this. This is going into my now. That was my then.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the movie. Didn't understand a whole lot of the layout of it. But now, Tim Allen has the funniest line deliveries here. Like,
oh, yeah.
He has so many good quotes, good one-liners. I'm like, that's a dad. That's Tim Allen's a dad. Like, that's fun.
America's dad right there.
That's America's dad right there.
Yeah.
And I think they just could have done a little something different with the divorce court custody thing. I thought it was a little, I don't know. It was weird. It was kind of weird for me. Mm. But other than that, he does great as Santa. As soon as he becomes Santa,
oh totally.
I'm like, I can't really picture. I can't picture anyone else playing Santa besides Tim Allen.
No, he was very.
You did good.
Just warm. All right, now close your eyes for a second.
Okay.
Now picture Tim Allen.
Yep, there he is.
Picture him as Santa Claus.
Yep. Easy.
Buzz Lightyear. Same guy. Same guy all around. You can open your eyes now. Just wanted to point that out.
That's crazy to me.
All right, so my then.
Wait, I got one more for you. On
the
topic of Toy Story, close your eyes. Okay, picture Tim Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Standing next to him is Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get rid of Tim Allen. Picture every character in the Polar Express.
The little black girl.
The little black girl.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
Okay. What about your then and now?
So my then, I don't know if I ever watched this movie all the way through when I was a kid.
Okay.
I think this was a Christmas movie that if it was on, I would keep watching it, but I would never like seek out watching it.
Same for me.
So I've seen a bunch of clips from it, and this was the first time I like put it all together.
Okay.
And it wasn't until just watching it right now that I understood the claws, like the E.
Yeah, it took me a couple years ago.
I was thinking about like the sequels too. I'm like, oh, every one is a different claws.
Yeah.
A different Santa Claus, like the Mrs. Claus Claus.
Yeah.
And then the, like, if you go, like, the weird time travel one with Martin,
that was weird.
With Martin Short as Jack Frost.
I actually loved that movie as a kid.
I saw that in theaters as a kid.
Me too.
That's one of the few movies I've seen, like, during the holiday season, like, about Christmas.
Dude, same.
In theaters.
For real.
That's great.
I remember the time travel. I remember how cool it was, too, when they went back to the 94 movie. Or 94?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the movie game?
Yeah.
I love the parts where, like, they, like, changed that event.
Yeah, and
I thought
like
that
fighting
was so
over
cool,
the suit.
You know, my favorite movie, Back to the Future. Like, that whole, that's basically the whole Back to the Future thing, too. Like, I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. Totally. And, yeah, so now I was genuinely charmed from this movie.
Really?
I was. I liked the kid a lot, the kid who played Charlie.
Okay.
I think he was great in the movie, and he was the heart of it.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. And there was the part at the end where, like, they were realizing he was Santa Claus. And he was like, I got to go back to the North Pole now, and you can't come with me. And Charlie's, like, getting all emotional.
Yeah.
I felt that, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That was.
Imagine how cool it would be.
And then stupid Neil was in the background, like, Scott? And then as I get real big, he's like, Santa? He's just, like, crying. I'm like,
yeah.
What the heck was that even about?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know.
It was, that part was weird to me, where it was like,
didn't land, didn't.
No,
I don't know what they were trying to do.
It was weird when Laura was like, "It's you, it's really you." It's like you were married
yeah.
to him. Like, why are you acting like this is what?
Well, she was saying, "It's you, it's really you." Like, it's really like you're Santa. It's
yeah.
you, Santa Claus.
But it was still like I would still be like, Scott, you're Santa now. Instead, it was like, oh my God.
Well,
mystery
you're not
date.
You're not Laura Miller. You're Tanner Reckledge. You're Tanner Joseph.
Yeah.
What if you were Laura Miller? I don't want to think about that.
What if I was Laura Miller?
What if you were Laura Miller, bro?
Yeah, dude.
But I was very charmed by this movie. Okay. I can see why Tim Allen found success as a leading man
mm-hmm.
after this role. And
besides the sequels, kind of sucked. Also, Charlie.
I don't remember them well enough.
The kid who played Charlie, like, different kid in the next two sequels.
No, it's the same kid, I thought.
Uh-uh. I don't think so.
Well. I know like 0% about the Santa Clauses, the Disney Plus series.
Same. I have no idea.
I saw the trailer and it looks like his beard is made of wood. And I was so confused.
That's also in the second one. Did you watch the second and third one?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the robot Santa part?
He looked like robot Santa, yeah.
Yeah. Where it was like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
where
yeah,
the
yeah.
Fake Santa takes over.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was that in the third one with Martin Short, or is that the Mrs. Claus?
It's the second
one.
Oh,
okay.
Mrs. Claus.
All right.
That was cool.
All right.
I wish the second and third one came out in, like, the 90s, because there was too much, Disney was too much on the second and third one to make it fun.
Too
like,
much on?
It was it was just too much involved, like, because the whole, it's weird, dude. If you watch the second and third one after watching this one, the North Pole is a completely different place. Like, entirely.
I didn't like the way the North Pole looked in this one. It looked
it
like super dank.
Dude, it looked
it
like
looked like a prison.
It looked like a warehouse.
Like a warehouse,
yeah.
Yeah.
The second
Enslaved
and third one
kids.
Is totally big, magical. It's the North Pole.
Bright.
This one is
yellow, golden.
So weird. And is it
it's
weird?
It's like a dingy.
Bernard wasn't in the second and third one,
it's
but
like
it's now in the
meth. It's not like they're making
they're
choices.
Just
it's like
meth. They're just
crystal, crystal meth.
They're just putting meth in all these dolls.
Video
for Christmas.
Games of meth. Was the game that she wanted for Christmas?
I said it. Mystery date?
Mystery date.
Yeah.
Mystery meth.
Dude, they're putting meth in the weenie whistles. Okay?
That's what they
that's
call
that's
be
my quote for the Instagram.
That's what they
post.
Call it blow. That's what they call it blow. That's what they call it.
That was good.
Thank you. All right, traumatizing skill. What do you got for it?
Zero.
Zero. Just charming.
Good. Actually, I'll give it a one. I always go back.
Why is that? Why is
the
that?
The CGI.
It scared you?
It was terrifying. It was terrifyingly bad because do you
oh,
remember,
got him. Got him.
Especially the parts where like the reindeer and Santa Claus sleigh going from house to house. It was, oh my gosh, it was laughable how fake it looked.
When did Walt Disney die? I just want to see if he was alive for this
when
movie.
Frozen came out.
He was not. No, he was not. He's Frozen now. He's frozen now.
He's frozen.
Bro, his head is frozen.
He's frozen.
He could be brought back to life if that was ever actually going to happen.
Dude. Yeah.
Do you think Elon Musk will be the one to reanimate
Walt
Disney?
To revive Walt?
Yeah.
God, I hope.
Elon's
doing everything.
Elon revives Walt. Hashtag Elon revives Walt.
Hashtag Elon revives Walt.
Hashtag Musk bring back Disney. It's pretty good.
I'm not going to touch that.
It's pretty good.
I'm not going to touch anymore.
All right. I guess I'll give it a 1-2 for when Santa Claus died. I think that kind of made me nervous as a kid. Did your family do Santa Claus?
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. We didn't go like super into
it. Does
Minna
believe in Santa Claus right now?
Not anymore. No.
When did that stop?
About like 3 or 4 years ago.
Bro. Oh my gosh. Do you remember when your sister made the gingerbread cookies last year? Oh.
I don't.
They were on the pod. We had them on the pod. We had milk and cookies.
My sister.
Dude, your
Minna?
Minna made
them?
Gingerbread
oh.
cookies, and God, they smacked, dude. They were so good.
Dang. Well, I'll tell her to do it again.
Dude, remember, that was my first gingerbread
and then
cookie.
And then you can smash it up and put it in a measuring cup and then put it in a little bowl and eat it that way.
You suck. Okay? Dude, bro, the video
support,
of you.
I fully support Tanner.
The video of you setting up your phone when you guys made the gingerbread. You and Peyton made the gingerbread house. Yeah. And just. He's like, okay, is it good? Is the camera good? All right, good. And smashes the gingerbread.
I'm like, do we get a picture of it? She's like, yeah. And then just the Dude, fist just, of fury just boom.
Bro, that killed me. Down. That killed me.
It's great. Good times.
I'll maybe put it in post. Instagram post.
Quotes.
Quote.
Everyone likes Denny's. It's an American institution.
Do you like Denny's?
I've only been once, and it was in Arizona.
Okay.
It was great. There was a little man outside with two dogs, and he was making bracelets, and I pet his dogs for like an hour.
Yeah.
It's a wild experience.
Okay.
It was in Santa Monica, actually. It was on our way to Arizona. We took a train for 3 days and stopped at a Denny's.
This was last year.
It was last year.
Yeah.
Went to a Denny's at like 3 a.m. Outside, there's a man with a little cart of puppies making bracelets. We're like, yeah, bro, we'd love a bracelet.
You
We gave him $5. Or something, and it took him.
Something.
It
we gave him meth.
It took him. Stop. No, he already had that.
Give him a weenie whistle.
He's like, oh, I love blow. And then he blew the whistle, and the dogs went crazy because it was a dog whistle.
Yes.
A weenie whistle.
It was a dog whistle.
They were little wiener
a weenie
dogs.
Whistle.
A little wiener whistle for the dogs.
They were wiener dogs.
They were wiener dogs.
Really?
No, they were like mutts. But they were really cute.
He was also a mutt.
But it took him an hour to make this bracelet. And it was like, it was really nice that he wanted to like give back for like whatever.
Yeah.
But it took him so long. We were like, we're going to miss our train. But he was so close to finishing the bracelet that we waited. And then we got the bracelet. We thanked him. We said goodbye to his dogs.
Threw
and
it out on the way on the,
booked
on the
it
train.
To the train. Booked it to the train.
Dang, dude.
It was a wild night. So yeah, it's an American institution.
I've only been to Waffle House once.
I went to a Waffle House. We're so off tangent. I went to a Waffle House.
Dude, this is the show.
Once on my way to Florida. Me and my buddies were driving to Florida, and it was
you
also
told me this.
Like,
tell me it again.
It's also like 3 a.m.
Yeah,
and I woke up. We were at a Waffle House, and my buddy Connor was getting out of the car. I'm like, bro, get me some pancakes. He's like, okay, I'm getting pancakes. I'll get you pancakes. Sounds good. So he walks in. He comes back like 2 minutes later. Like he walked in and walked out.
Yeah.
With a huge box of something. And he sits in the car and he opens it up and he's like, I got hash browns. We're like, we wanted pancakes. Why'd you get hash browns? He's like, I walked in and ordered pancakes. And the chef told me, now you want hash browns. And he gave me hash browns and didn't make me pay. Just walked in and got like 2 pounds of hash browns for free and then walked back out.
That is a steal.
Oh, man. Waffle Houses, man. Crazy stuff. But
Waffle House decided what you were going to order that night.
It really did. It was up to them. They probably had extras. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought
you told me that they didn't feel like making a pancake.
That could have been it, too.
Yeah.
It was so long ago, I don't remember. You know, like how a story changes a little bit every time you tell it?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. It wasn't even hash browns. It was meth. They put meth in a box, and they gave it to us.
Huh?
And they said, Heisenberg.
Heisenberg?
Heisenberg.
That's the beer, right? Heineken?
That's, no, that's Breaking Bad.
Oh, I know that.
Walter.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Walter. Walter. Walter.
Walter White?
Shut up, Walter.
Is his name Walter White?
Let me die in peace. Yeah.
Who's Eisenberg?
Also Walter White.
How?
They're the same guy. When he's wearing glasses?
Yeah.
Walter White.
Okay.
Takes them off. Puts on sunglasses. Puts on a little hat. I'm Heisenberg.
Okay.
Takes off the hat. Takes off sunglasses. Puts his nerd glasses back on.
Okay.
I'm Walter White.
Walter White.
I'm Walter White. Walter Blanco.
I gotta get going.
Okay. So he's on the reindeer. He's riding on the road. He says,
I don't remember where we're at.
I'm on quotes.
Oh, quotes. Okay.
He's driving down the street with the truck driver. He looks through the window. He's like, so if we keep going straight and hit I-94 and then just like takes off.
Dude, that part killed me.
That was good.
My favorite line, I don't know if you ever written down.
Is the buck naked?
No.
I sleep butt naked. Butt naked. Hello, missus. keep walking straight, honey. Looking straight.
My favorite one was where he goes in and the dogs almost attack him in the house.
Some shiny teeth then, on you or whatever. Is that the line? Got some nice teeth on you. Got some pearly whites on you.
No. It's after when he's coming back out and he's... And remember, he, like, squeezed into the little tube?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Charlie was like, Dad, what did that feel like? And he's like, it felt like America's Most Wanted.
Yeah. The alarm started going off.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, be careful. It's very old, just like me. I wrote this here as more of a transition to a talking point.
Okay.
I feel like every other sentence, the elves, like, really hit home.
What's about their age?
They looked young, but they were really old.
Yeah.
He's like... Now be careful. The snow globe is old.
Yeah.
Just like me. Right. I'm like, I get it. You look like kids, but you're 1,000 years old. Yeah. Get over it, Barabbas. Yeah. It's fine.
The part that I thought was kind of weird, but like me and Julianne watched it together. We both laughed at was the part where the girl elf. What's her name? Judy.
Judy.
Judy was like, I'm 1,000 years old or whatever she said. I don't really remember, but then and Scott Calvin's like, oh, well, you look pretty good for your age. She's like, thanks, but I'm seeing someone.
In rapping.
What? What? That's a little girl.
No, it's
that was his daughter.
It's a full-grown woman.
That's his daughter in real life.
In real life?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
See, now that is kind of weird. Why would you lie to me?
Why would
you lie to me about a little girl?
I had a funny thought today about, like, what if I gaslight a whole episode? And, like, I put, like, a notice in the beginning, be like, guys, none of this movie is true. Everything, every dumb thing I add is just not true. I thought how funny
then,
that
and
would
then,
be.
And then he does the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center.
Yeah. Which you didn't know about until today.
No, because I don't believe in Santa Claus. Okay. And then the little girl says, you're fatter this year.
Yes.
He's like, thank you very much.
They said the opposite to me this year.
You're looking good. You're looking thinner this year.
I am, Santa. Man. Thank you.
But I like that part, too. It was a cool moment where, like, you see the first house he goes into as Santa Claus, he's the little girl. Oh, he's not the little
girl. He's the little girl, huh?
He's the little black girl from Polar Express. No, he sees the little girl on the couch. He's like, go to sleep. And then the second year he comes back, he's all
more
jolly and warm.
Yeah.
He's like, good night, little girl.
Yeah.
That was cool. You know what that is? You know what that is, Tanner?
Circle of life.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Was a circle of life.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes, 73%.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Yeah, honestly, that's pretty good.
I'll take it. I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 dead Santas.
Oh, 80. You give it 80.
I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 dead Santas.
Okay.
I think this movie, after watching it this year, has become a holiday movie I'm going to watch every year from now on.
Okay, that was really Mucho go all the way.
I liked it. Yeah. Oh, sweet. Yeah. Cool.
I'm going to give this a 75.
Okay.
I think it's good. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
But
beautiful.
Yeah. Bingo.
Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer.
Ho,
good
ho,
answer.
Ho. Bum, 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 bum.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Sandman. yeah. So next week, Will Ferrell's coming to town, and I don't know how I feel about it.
We're going to watch Elf.
We're watching.
What do you
Elf.
Mean? What do you mean you don't know how you feel about it?
We'll talk about it next week.
Oh, no.
We'll talk about it next
oh,
week,
no.
man.
Oh, no. Ben's not going to like a great movie. Oh, well, what's. Hey, no surprise there.
Oh,
honestly, no surprise there. Ben doesn't like good movies.
He took the microphone off his thing.
Do you like Back to the Future?
I love Back to the Future.
It must not be a great movie.
Not. I hate it.
Not. Ben, you want to plug away?
Tanner, you want to plug away?
Yes. You can follow me at Tanner Reckledge, at TalkTime with Andrew, and at
Real.in.in.podcast.
Ben, you want to plug our podcast?
Real.in.in.podcast. And in the words of Tanner from last year,
please subscribe. We need more followers.
We need more hoes.
We even shout out Matt Fulton in this episode. Or Andrew Morales.
Or my grandma.
Nancy.
Keep it real.